Idiosyncrasies, bum bum.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Harrison, Jared, and Landon. He's a fucking menace right now.
Oh, God.
Raspberrying your cat?
All right, music.
No, I'm enthralled with what's going on here. All right, so music.
All right. Number one. This is the hit classic Rock Lobster by the Beef.
Oh, Rock Lobster.
Number two is going to be Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants. They're the same band that did Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Istanbul.
And then number three, I think, Trey, specifically, you would like this song if you don't already know it. It's called Sinking Ships by the Petrovic Blasting Company. Petrojvic.
Oh, yep. I don't know that one.
You should just listen to the first, like, 10 seconds. I know you'll like it.
Not on stream.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I'll listen to it later. Remind me after the show.
No, I want you to blast it on the stream
just
for the whole time.
Just turn off the desktop audio capture real quick.
Yeah, let me just... no, I'll listen to it later.
Can you also show your credit card information on stream?
Yeah, Twitter, yeah, absolutely, basically? Yeah.
Wait, social Porsche. Security?
Porsche!
Harrison is mauling my fucking hand right now.
God, the cats are out tonight.
They're out tonight. Landon, what's your songs?
My songs, it's going to be...
You know what you did in the dark?
Alright. Ignore all that just happened. My first song, it's Your Own Summer, Shove It. Or sorry, My Own Summer, Shove It, by Deftones.
You're telling me these tones know ASL? All
right.
Second one is going to be Oil by Gorillaz and Stevie Nicks.
Uh-oh, incoming carpet bombing.
I got oil on that podcast and blow them up!
And then right. my third song, it's Take Care by Beach House.
You look like you listen to Beach.
Yeah, I do. Okay?
I do.
All right. I'm going to do...
fucking... like, not, almost fucking... not your glasses
hooked me.
All right, I'm going to do Misty Mountains by The Wellerman.
Ed Sheeran?
The Last Shanty by Darina Harvey Band. And Hoist the Colors, Colm R. McGinnis. Because those are the top three of my liked songs right now. All right, I gotta go let my fucking cat out. She's being a menace.
I don't... Oh, Landon died. Landon died! Landon died.
Oh, fuck. Our cameras are all fucked up now, too.
Yeah, I know.
No! I don't have a two camera.
Harrison just bit my Achilles.
There he is. He's back.
Now I'm Landon.
I'm still Trey, so, you know, this is fine.
Hello, I am Landon. I like God. Beach House. Hi.
Well, now he's gone again. I can just peek my eyes over the top of my name card. Yeah, there we go.
Hello, hello. I am Yolandon.
Oh, I like a beach house.
I like a beach house.
I like a beach house.
I disappear for a second. You guys turn me into fucking Borat? What the fuck is
Do you guys want to hear my Kratos from God of War impression? Hello, I am Kratos.
From God of War.
From God of War.
My, I was just gonna say my Discord just
rip. So my cat. Speaking of cats, so my television stand is four dressers, two stacks of two, and I have to have them far enough from the wall so I can plug shit in behind them. And Harrison recently has been taking this. Like toy he has. It's floppy and crinkly. It's his favorite toy. He'll put it in his mouth. He'll jump up on the stand, go right to the back corner and drop it. And then start beating the shit out of the back of my thing because he can't reach it. And the only way I could get it out is by getting my Swiffer duster, extending it to the full length and fucking fishing for this toy. Because he will fall behind there or go fuck up cables trying to get this toy.
I love that animals will literally just sacrifice themselves for a fucking...
Literally. Like, and he does it on purpose because he did it three times in a row earlier today. He grabbed it. He jumped up, dropped it. I said, fucking stop! And then I sit back down. I see him jump up and I immediately, foo! So I think he's just training me to be his little bitch boy. And I don't care for that shit at all.
It's not training. He has trained you
to be his little bitch boy. Beating him isn't enough, apparently. So my statement on America.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Where's my phone?
I was going to say, before that, Kelso, he'll do kind of that same thing, except he won't get stuck. So he'll take, like, his rope or his bone or toy or whatever, and he'll, like, play with it. He'll throw it in the air. He'll toss it across the fucking room. He'll land it on top of this table, and it's, like, a table that, like, goes up to, like, my chest, you know? Yeah. So he'll look at it. He'll look at me, you know, side-eye me. They'll look at it. He'll back up, and he'll run just like this, right? Just like this. He'll push with his front paws and shake the whole thing. He knocked over like this old lamp and like broke it in half one fucking time.
Oh my
time.
God.
I'm like, you fucking prick. You literally, were you looking at me for like permission or you're like, I'm sorry, but this has to be done.
I have to do this.
Did I freeze on your screen?
Yeah, you're frozen.
Yes. You're like getting something in between your teeth.
Oh, and there it goes.
Is there something going on? The fucking profile picture. I hope that came through.
It did.
So to our audio listeners, right before the stream, we were doing George Lucas bits, and I did this really disgusting face.
This is the toy in question, by the way.
And my face just is one solid line.
Just see fucking Harrison booking it across the apartment as soon as you threw that.
Coming back, buddy. He usually plays fetch.
I'm looking into the darkness.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for like this little orange fuck. Oh, there it is.
There he is.
Oh, that's so cute.
With his kill. And then we just keep doing that.
Father, I'm back from the hunt. Some Tokyo Drift shit around the corner. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. Yeah, so my statement on America. Facebook, our local school system retweeted something from a local elementary school. You want to know what they had these fifth graders doing?
Yes.
This caption says, so proud of these amazing fifth graders. They represented school name so well last night as they worked during Chick-fil-A for a day. Thank you to these students and their families, and thank you to all that came out and supported them. So they had three elementary school students working at Chick-fil-A. It
Jesus
shows them
fucking
giving food
Christ.
To people. They're all in
that's
uniform.
That's actually fucking child labor. That is actually illegal.
All these fifth graders. Actively working, serving food,
wow.
Making
kidding?
Ice cream cones, cleaning tables.
Oh my god.
But no, it's okay. They were representing the school.
They're representing the school.
It doesn't doesn't even say what it was for. It just they represented it really well.
Those were three fifth graders that are actually trying to just make ends meet within their family.
did you guys see the whole thing about the Van Buren athletic booster raffle? Did you see that?
For the I'll let you tell the story, but for the things.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
I'll put it into the streaming VC. I saw this, like, it was on one of my friends' like Snapchat stories. This is right? So this is for a school. I'm pretty sure it's for the high school.
Yeah, it's I would hope so.
Yeah.
It'd be funnier if it was middle school.
It would be funnier.
Still, it's both fucked up anyways. It's an athletic booster gun raffle.
Oh my god.
How did that happen? Right? Like,
honestly, that's more of a statement on America than the fifth grader Chick-fil-A thing.
Yeah. I'm so confused how we got there. How did we get to this point?
God, yeah, it's actually...
Because that school's not even that big of like a county like Boonies school. Like that's still pretty close to us.
Yeah. They've been like out of money for years.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to make ends meet like those fifth graders.
What's funny too is that whoever did the fucking the graphic design.
Yeah, the graphic
so
design.
Awful.
it's my passion. Three just JPEGs of. There's a handgun. I can't see the top left one.
I think that's like a it looks
a
like
rifle
a, like
of
a,
some
yeah,
sort.
A rifle
and then another rifle.
Some shit.
And then it just lists all the details. And the background is white.
Well, and it's like, guarantee you, these are not actual fucking pictures of these guns. These are just something they went on. Somebody Googled these guns. Somebody's on a list.
Someone went to Google Images, typed in gun.
Typed in gun and got the first three.
Oh, that one looks cool. Yeah, that would look good on a kid's athletic booster.
That would look good on a kid.
And the funny thing is, the one with the rifle, they did not, like, fix the white.
No, it's...
It's got the gray box.
God.
The layout of all the text too. It's like all over the fucking place. It's
but thank
so
God
funny.
They got the orange text so that they had their school colors on there.
And it's not even like the right orange. It's like
it's like a brown. It's almost a fucking brown. Like that. God,
it's so funny. Like we messed up somewhere.
March 25th. We will be in. Damn it. We'll be in Boston for that.
Thank God we're gonna miss the school shooting.
I can't believe we let this happen.
We three specifically.
We did nothing to prevent this, actually. What are we doing?
If the school shooting doesn't happen, they're gonna be like, it's your fault.
No, so I saw this video earlier today on TikTok, and it was talking about like funny coincidences that have happened. And it was talking about how, like, there was an episode of The Muppets or a movie, something, where it was like, oh, this is what the world would be like if Kermit wasn't born. Yeah. And they go to 2002, and the World Trade Center is still there. So, canonically, Kermit being born has something to do with 9/11 happening.
It checks out.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I saw that. That was fucking funny.
Speaking of which, I need to find a tweet.
God, I'm still just looking at this fucking image. Just
it, like, there's just so much to unpack.
There's so much.
It's also low quality, so it's really hard to read. What the fuck is happening?
Oh my god!
What if they're so low quality they're not actually guns? They're
airsoft rifles. Yeah.
They're not even like rifles. They're supposed to be like shovels. And
I just like imagine our school, like the school for our town, doing that. There'd be a fucking uproar. Like people would.
It'd happen in Millstream.
I'm trying to find like an actual photo of it. Did they really get rid of it?
Boop, 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 boop. What are you checking on?
Leave me alone. Yeah, what are you checking on, Landon?
I'll check Facebook.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, trying to see.
The most recent Van Buren Facebook post is from 2021. Probably shouldn't have said that out loud. Anyways.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to see if it's on their actual fucking website.
Golly.
See, all events. Thankfully, there's a fucking calendar. Let's see, March 25th. Nope. It's not shooting. On there. It's school shooting, March 25th. Hmm.
Yeah, maybe there was enough uproar where...
Yeah, maybe somebody took it down.
Dang it. Now what are we supposed to talk about?
God, that's just so, like...
My content. It's so inconvenient.
They changed it to a... To not a gun raffle. They changed
to a giveaway.
To a reverse raffle.
Oh, so people bring in their guns. So,
yeah. So,
that really is a school shooting.
Wow.
Bring your gun to school days. Well, they're one of the schools that has
the
tractor.
Yeah. God, I just... Athletic Boosters gun raffle. Those are four words that should have never been fucking put together.
Band name. Band name.
That's so good.
Repeat that. What's the band name?
Athletic Boosters Gun Raffle.
That slaps so
that's
hard.
So like fucking that, Midwest
that's
emo.
Good, like, that's a good episode title, but there's asterisk the U and God, and we should be fine.
Yeah.
Wow. Fucking wow.
So I couldn't find any recent tweets that I've liked that were funny enough before the cat pee grid. So I'm just going to read a segment from our streaming VC where Will said, "Is this an ants only event? ANTS." And I said, "No, uncles can come too." Thank you.
What is this? Center for ants?
Fuck.
So let me see if I
good.
Good.
Rock lobster.
Oh, damn, have you guys seen the shit with fucking Eli Lilly? The insulin shit?
Yeah. What? I have not.
So, okay, you remember when the Twitter Blue first came out and everybody was, like, getting Twitter Blue, changing their names to, like, actual corporations?
Yeah.
And then, like, Eli Lilly, somebody took that name and then was like, hey, insulin's free now. So they recently come out and they're like, yeah, we're capping insulin at, like, $25. Like, out of pocket costs, not, like, not before insurance. But, so, like, damn. Elon did one good thing.
Yeah, for
like,
real.
Wait, Twitter Blue worked?
Yeah, Twitter Blue worked.
Not the way they wanted, but the way that we wanted it.
Wasn't the Twitter Blue we wanted, it was
the Twitter Blue we needed. The watchful protector. The Blue Knight.
So another thing is copyright, like the copyright office came out and said that AI material isn't eligible for copyright.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. But the thing is, you can still copyright the arrangement of AI material and like books and shit with AI material. Because also, have you seen the video going around on Twitter where Corridor Digital?
Yeah.
Yeah. That has not been on my Twitter feed for a couple days.
It's been like, I see like the tweet of some random guy praising them and then everyone dragging him in the fucking quote retweets.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's
Landon, are you familiar?
I know that they do a lot of AI stuff. What's going on?
So yeah, Corridor Digital has always just been like a production company.
Yeah.
But they shared a clip from an AI powered anime that essentially just looks like rotoscoping, but
it's they worse. Shot everything like they filmed everything in real life, and then essentially it's
they used an AI. It's on their Twitter. Yeah. I'll just send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
like,
then they used an AI generator to put anime over top what they filmed.
Right. Okay. Essentially, it's just an anime filter. Like, it's no different than any kind of fucking filter.
Yeah.
They were so proud of it. It looks bad. It does not look good. Because you can still see, because it's at like fucking 60 frames, so it still looks real, and then just no proper actual art. So it's just the whole thing is awful.
Yeah.
I like Corridor, but they get so full of themselves sometimes when they do shit like that. It's like, you're not those guys. Like,
Their original work in their like breakdown videos.
Yeah.
It's like, cool.
Cool.
I'm here to listen to the actual like professional like share.
Yeah.
I'm here to listen to the guys who didn't make videos with Freddie Wong.
Yeah, like they're definitely talented. Yeah. But like, I don't know. I think the whole world of AI kind of reminds me
a lot as like a JoJo opening a lot, but yeah, I can definitely see why people are just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Because it's that, and then the other big thing I remember was we did deep fake Luke Skywalker better than Disney. It's like, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Better than Disney, the company that brings in billions and has hundreds of thousands of people working on it.
It means they gave the editors proper time and support to do
it
correctly.
Yeah, it's just.
So I found a tweet worth saying, posted by the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation. Stranger, is this poisonous? Us, nah, fam. Stranger picks up snake, gets bit, and starts foaming at the mouth. Us, it's venomous.
It's venomous. That fucking Twitter account is so good. I think there was one I seen the other day. It was like, never push your friend down in front of a bear, even if the friendship has run its course.
I like that one.
I love the awful fan-made movie posters account, because it's Cocaine Bear, but it's Fozzie Bear on top of Al Pacino.
Oh, I don't know about that account.
It's dumb. Yeah, awful fan-made movie posters. Their most recent one is just the Incredibles poster.
The Edibles.
Red eyes, the Edibles.
Akira is Metroid Prime. Oh, MODOK the movie, but then it's just Mr. Electric from Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Yeah. Alright, I'm back.
Welcome back, buddy.
So what's your opinion about Sprite changing their bottles to white? I know that's been a little bit
already.
I actually didn't even know that.
I thought they just were done. I thought it was like the star whatever. Oh, yeah, but you know why they did that, right?
So, yeah, so when you see like the landfills
and all
the ocean dumps,
and
you can't tell
clear bottles. It's all clear bottles and then these bright ass green bottles.
Yeah. I was about to ask. I was like, do you guys know? I don't know if that's the actual reason, but that's definitely got to be part of it, right?
It's probably not the reason they said, but it's definitely the reason they did it.
Why?
Which I find so
funny.
That poses when a bear attacks, don't push a slower friend down, National Park says. And then there's a quote retweet. It's like, incredible slower friend energy coming from this article.
God, man, that's so fucking funny. We're not going to fix the problem about the oceans being filled with plastic, but
we're going to hide our crimes.
We're going to make it so we look just as bad as everyone else.
we're going to hide our crimes so that we have plausible deniability that it's not us.
Yeah.
Which is dumb because it's Coke. It's all Coke. All their bottles look the same, and now they're just all clear.
Yeah, we're bad, I guess, but so is Pepsi. Pepsi's doing it. And you can't tell the bottle difference, so
Speaking of Pepsi. Did you guys know the reason that KFC, Wendy's, and Taco Bell?
Yeah, the fucking TikTok. I watched it.
They're all owned by Pepsi. I never knew that.
Yeah, and this guy just wanted a fucking taco, and now his car smells like shit. God, that's such a funny TikTok.
It's so, so good.
I have a can in my refrigerator. It's a bright yellow Pepsi can with little Peeps on it. Because Peeps,
the rapper?
Peeps collaborated with Pepsi to make a marshmallow flavored Pepsi.
That's fucking disgusting.
And someone in my media class brought everyone a can to try, because like I did that with Reese's Cups, like Valentine's Day stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we all started calling it Peepsy, and it tastes like shit. It's incredibly sugary.
Wow,
it
makes really?
My stomach hurt. But apparently it was tested with 3,000 people like 2 or 3 years ago, and they were all like, oh yeah, no, this shit is good. So if anyone wants a can of Peepsy, it's in my fridge on open.
Yeah,
I was going
to
give it to Jeffrey when I went to Cleveland, but I didn't go to Cleveland. I'll be home next week.
What's your opinion on Easy Cheese? Oh, we should all go see fucking Cocaine Bear.
Yes.
Honestly, yeah, I could be down. I actually love like sprayable cheese. Is that what you're talking about? I wouldn't say love, but it's a little it's a guilty pleasure, because whenever I would get really bored, like I was living by myself. This was sophomore year. I'd get Ritz small stacks of spray cheese, and
I don't think I've ever actually had spray cheese. I'll be honest.
It's not that bad. A lot of shit for no reason.
It's the three of us, right? That like we're talking about. If one of us dies, the other's bringing spray cheese to the funeral. I remember this being a I remember this being a conversation, but I don't know if that's a group A, B, or fucking
I was
X
wondering,
conversation.
I think you're having a group A conversation with group B again.
No, I remember us talking about that for sure, but I don't remember the context at all.
I like Easy Cheese. It's literally just like American cheese in like a whiz form. That's all it is.
Oh, I love things in whiz form.
Sounds like a font.
Whiz form.
Yeah, you have your Times New Roman, your Arial, your whiz
form.
Your Central Gothic.
It's just like the Wizard of Oz font, though. That's just all it is.
Oh, that fucking goofy-ass fucking font?
Yeah.
Goofy-ass
font.
On jaw.
Look at this goofy-ass font. The best video ever.
God, that's so fucking stupid. Look at this goofy-ass phone. Pew-pew-pew-pew-pew-pew-pew-pew.
Usher.
I hate you for making that. Yeah. I just, like, it's so stupid.
Hey, you.
But I love
it.
I did, and I hate myself more. But I hate you for indulging it.
Goofy apple.
Wow, that was like a snake. Okay, that's enough of that.
Rogers, let me devour things whole. Okay, Jesus Christ.
Trying to find more tweets.
Overwatch Anonymous.
Oh, right. Being in poli sci is so goofy. Like, why did I just solve the Russia-Ukraine war on a Sunday night in a little cubicle? 100 years ago, this person would have drawn a big straight line on a map of the Arabian Peninsula and then treated themselves to a toot of opium.
What if Sims alt deflected enemies' bullets just like Genji, and it would only last 5 to 10 seconds?
Her shield?
Her alt, yeah. It just deflected.
That would be chaotic as shit.
Says, they should put Scatter Arrow, Flashbang, Old Hook, Mayfreeze, Brig Stun back in quick play for April Fools.
Yeah.
I'd be so excited. I would play May all fucking day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because like some of them aren't bad takes, and then some of them are just fucking stupid.
What is this one?
Just Overwatch Anonymous.
Oh, okay. God, I
open up Twitter. I see a dude finger fucking meat. So I'm done. Like, this dude's just fucking, sticking his... Ah, it's squirting. It's like a rib. Is that ribeye? Yeah, it's like a ribeye. Ah! Fucking meat eaters. Y'all are weird.
Yeah.
Why is spring trap trending? Oh, fuck, it's Springtrap's birthday. Happy birthday, Springtrap.
God, has it been that long since FNAF 4 came out? Or FNAF 3, I guess? Come FNAF
on.
3?
Come yeah, on, sorry. Dude. 8 years.
Honestly,
Eight years.
Those two just, like, run together. Like they...
Yeah, they're the same game.
So, this is the picture attached to it.
Okay.
It says, have problem. Don't care. Have no problem. Life is literally so easy.
Maggie, you're trending. What's going on,
Maggie?
With that?
Congrats, bestie. Happy tax season.
Oh yeah.
Why are you trending with why you're trending with Alex Murdaugh and Stephen Smith?
Hashtag why I why I chime, not why I crime. I thought that was why I crime trending in business and finance.
Breaking, Alex Murdaugh guilty of the murders of his wife Maggie and son Paul.
Damn, I'm
sorry to hear about that, Maggie.
RIP Maggie.
Sorry, Maggie. Rest in peace.
Peace and peace.
Rest in peace.
When's the next Ohio convention? I want to go to a convention real bad.
Sandusky.
Well,
Con
there was just Ohio Con.
In July.
Colossal Con.
Ohio. God, y'all are fucking nerds.
Colossal Con's fun as shit.
That's the one at
that's
Kalahari.
In Sandusky.
Yeah.
Buckeye Comic Con's March 5th.
Matsuri's probably coming up again.
Is that the one that we went to?
That was the one we went to, yeah.
Yeah, because that one's in September.
Nice. What was the first one you said? ColossoCon? ColossoCon. May 31st to June 4th.
Damn, are we going to not have two conventions?
Jesus. God, I don't know if I have the money for two conventions back to back.
I mean, one's Boston and one's Sandusky.
That's true, yeah. I wouldn't have to nearly spend as much for the one in Sandusky. Yeah, Mitsuri, August, so yeah. Not really coming up.
I am.
I'm coming up.
I want the world to know.
Have either of you seen the movie Birdcage?
I have not.
I highly recommend. It's Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. And Robin Williams, like, owns a drag club in Florida. It's fantastic. Hank Azaria. You know Hank Azaria? He's in it. His character's fucking delightful.
Name sounds familiar, at least. I don't...
He shows up.
I was like, I feel like as soon
things,
as I look him up, I'll know immediately.
Different in, like, so many things. Because, like, look up Hank Azaria.
Oh,
but yep. Then look up Hank Azaria Birdcage. Images. Very different person.
Oh, yeah. Very different.
But yeah, I love him as an actor. I think he's hilarious. I also love Robin Williams. I thought about Robin Williams multiple times today.
I miss Robin
Williams. I also love Nathan Lane. Have either of you seen The Producers?
Nope.
The original was done by Mel Brooks in like the 50s or 60s or some shit. But there's a remake also with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick. Uma Thurman's also in it. I'm adding it to the list. It's a fucking hilarious movie. It's a musical, but I mean, it's a Mel Brooks musical. So
fucking love Mel Brooks.
He has History of the World Part 2 coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like surprised he's actually doing it. I've never even seen the first one. But considering it's... that's a very good question.
He's gotta be like at least like 90,000 years old, right?
He is 96.
Damn.
Jesus.
homie is expiring.
He is expiring rapidly.
the first producers was in 67. I'm not sure if he had, like, he had to have had something to do with the newer one, but yeah, I think it's a Hulu original, History of the World Part 2, maybe. Who knows?
Or she's scratching up my door right now.
Yeah, Mel Brooks, Blazing Saddles, Spaceballs, Men in Tights. Robin Hood Men in Tights is also one of my favorite fucking movies of all time.
I didn't realize that's so a Mel Brooks good. Movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn. He's in it. He plays a rabbi.
Never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Rabbi Tuckman. Because Cary Elwes is Robin Hood.
I know Cary Elwes is in it.
It's on our list. It just hasn't been on anything.
Fucking love that movie.
It's currently on HBO though.
The scene with where they have the little guillotine for the circus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and Dr. Frankenstein is legit.
I've actually never seen Dr. Frankenstein.
No, it's really good.
Because that's Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
My boy, my man. That's a great movie too.
Gene Wilder, the movie.
Gene Wilder. Yeah. Trey, your bed looks so neat. Maggie, there is not a single sheet on this bed. All of my sheets are in the dryer right now.
Also, Maggie, what's your comment about you and your son Paul dying?
God.
Respect to the family that has been affected by it. But
yeah, rest in peace.
Maggie, tell us what happened.
Tell us what happened.
Paul and Maggie Murdoch.
You are suspect number one, actually, because you allegedly died, but you're here. Shabuya, yeah, Shabuya, roll call.
You're still not saying anything. That's weird.
The office is on the background of my television.
What episode?
When they go to get pie with a moving workstation.
I just got a notification of exit counseling. My student status.
Shitty fucking mother.
No, my student status will be changing at the end of my term. I sure hope not.
You're graduating.
No.
Congrats.
Congrats.
I am gonna have to check my shit after this episode.
Bro,
that's concerning, actually.
You know how much is fucking with my head that I'm going to be a college graduate in 2 months?
Yep.
That's fucked. I can't imagine how y'all feel.
I dropped out years ago.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, Trey, happy birthday. Trey just turned 13 yesterday.
Happy birthday, Trey. Big boy.
Big boy.
Used
big
the shitter for the first time.
See, I thought of two bits when I, before the podcast started, I was like, I'm going to tell Trey happy birthday. I can either say, Trey turned 13 yesterday, or this is the second option, so let's rewind. Oh, speaking of which, Trey gave birth yesterday. Everything went smoothly.
I turned out to be a healthy, bouncing baby boy. Thank you.
I gave birth to you.
I'm a healthy boy of 144 months.
12 years old.
You gave birth to me at the ripe young age of 13. All on your birthday.
It's been a wild year.
It's weird because like my youngest cousin, she is going into like seventh. No, fuck. She's turning 16. She's about to get her license.
Oh, God.
So she's going into sophomore year of high school. But she was always, like, the youngest person I was around, just, like, family-wise. But now, like, my sister has two kids. She has a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And, like, seeing them grow up is, like, shit.
It's fucking crazy.
When did your sister have another kid? I mean, a year ago.
A year ago, and then 3 years ago.
I realized after I asked, but I... I didn't remember you saying anything about it.
Yeah. Emmett and Callum. But yeah, because the older one, he just turned 3 in December. And, like, he's never been quick to, like, learning words, but he constantly fucking talks. And that's why it's always been weird, because Our
he's not mutual... smart, but he does not shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. Because our mutual friend with two children, his son like knew some sign language, but he never like made noises a lot. Mm-hmm. He was fairly quiet, but when he would say stuff, it was like singular words. And I always, because he's only like a month younger than my sister's oldest, so it's always like, okay, who's doing better? But now my sister's kid is starting to like say more words, but that's yeah, good. He just constantly makes noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's crazy seeing those, you know, like your younger family members growing up. Like whenever it's, I see,
you're the oldest, right?
I'm the middle.
Middle, but how much younger is your youngest sibling?
My youngest just turned 16, like last month.
My youngest just turned 16. They grew up so fast.
Yeah, I know, they grew up so fast. Then my oldest sister, she just turned 34.
So you were seven when your youngest was born?
Yeah, because Aubrey was born in 2007, 8? Jesus, yeah. So
that doesn't, that's not fucking real.
Yeah, and then seeing my sister's kids grow up, like the fact that my youngest niece is 8. What the fuck?
My oldest niece is 25.
I don't know. That's always weird.
I think I've explained this on the podcast before, but
yeah,
that's whack.
My youngest great niece is turning 4 this summer.
God, man, this tree is like.
Okay, I'll break it down again. So my parents, right? My dad got this girl pregnant when he was 19. She was 18.
This girl pregnant.
Dad got
dad
her pregnant.
Pregnant.
She had 4 kids. Yeah. Yeah, she had 4 kids.
Did you plan that out to equal 5 for your hand?
No,
cool.
That was pure coincidence, actually.
Wow. Holy
and then
shit.
My mom, she and the guy she was with, he had her first kid at like 19. Mm-hmm. And she only had 1. So then my parents met each other. But my dad, his first kid, she was born in like 79, 80. I know she's at least 40, or just turned 40.
Mm.
And then they had my sister and I. But yeah, and then, so my oldest sibling is like 40, 42, that range.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a kid when she was like 19, 20. So I have a niece who's like 3 years older than me. I have a lot of nieces and nephews. I think I have 10 total. Because I have a sister with 1, and then that's my oldest sister. She's the one that had her, and then she had 1 a couple of years, 4 years ago, roughly 3.5. So I became a great uncle when I was like 19. Because that's always my favorite talking point when it's like, oh yeah, introduce yourself, say a fun fact. It's like, yeah, I'm a great uncle. I have a great niece who's 4 years old. yeah, so I have a sister with 1. I have another sister with 2. My full sister with 2. I have a brother with 2. I have another brother with 2.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, see, it's not that like I have a lot of siblings with only so many kids. I just have 2 siblings with a shit ton of kids.
With a lot of kids.
Like Emily, she has technically 4. So that's a whole other fucking thing. So yeah, technically 4, but really it's 3.
I would like to explore everyone's family drama on this very public online platform right now.
I never knew my father.
On it.
And then Jackie, my second oldest, she has God.
She has God.
The weather, Jackie.
She had God. Yeah.
She had God. New Christ.
But she has. 3 of the kids are her own, and then 2 of them are her husband's. So that's 5. So that's like 8 by themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because like my dad's side, because when I was born, because the way I have to do it is my sister's 6 years older than me, then the one after her is 6 years older than her, and then between that one and the oldest, it's 3 years between everyone, including my mom's first son. So I always have to be like, six, and figure out how old people are. But yeah, all of my dad's kids, like, they were born and raised small town Ohio. And because they were all adults with their own lives by the time I was born, I've never been close to them enough to where I can go like, oh, hi. But like, that's about it. I see him at family gatherings, which don't even happen that often on my dad's side, just because everyone's doing their own shit.
Yeah.
And then my mom, her son, I probably the closest with him besides my sister, but not in the sense that siblings are close. Just more like him and I have more of a relationship like I do with my uncles. Because that's like the same frequency I see them. Because like even my brother's kids, they think I'm their cousin. Because that's just
it's just how it is.
They're like 12 and 8, roughly. So that's just how it is. But my sister's kids will probably be the only ones that actually call me uncle. But yeah, my mother's son, he was in this marriage and this girl was incredibly controlling. And he just like didn't talk to my mother for like 5-6 years.
Wife material. Let's go.
Let's go.
And then they split and then he started getting better about talking to her and actually coming to shit. Yeah. Fuck you, Cassidy.
Yeah. Fuck you, bitch.
I don't know what she's doing now. It was either Cassidy or Crystal. I know it started with the C.
Probably some controlling some fuck.
That's fair.
Love the controlling women. God.
But yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff to explore with my family. And you know what? I probably don't even say it accurately, but I don't give a shit. This is my world. You're just living in it. See, look. He's over here just flopping his fucking toy around. He just jumps and throws it with his mouth and bats it around.
What a fucking idiot.
What a fuck!
Look at that fucking stupid little shit.
Oh, my monitor's in the way.
It's so funny seeing your cat act like that because my cat's nothing the fuck at all. You fucking throw a rock at him, nothing happens.
Bro, he's a psychopath. And honestly, the most reassuring thing is I saw a TikTok like 2 weeks ago because I've always been like, where the fuck did I go wrong? Why is my cat such an asshole? And no, it's just how orange cats are, apparently.
Yeah. Orange cats are fucking pricks.
Yeah, it's either they're super nice and cuddly all the time, or they're just constantly fighting and attacking. Yeah. And I saw a video where a girl was like grabbing the back of this cat's head to pull him away from biting her. I was like, I do that same shit to Harrison. But I've tried to be... No, don't drop your toy. I've tried to be just like gentler with him. But like at the same time, I've had him since he was 4 weeks old. I'm the only thing he knows. So like I play with him.
His fucking god.
He is the reason. I'm the reason he is alive, but he's the reason I'm alive. It's a mutual, but I should have gotten a plant. I tell him that all the fucking time. I've told that story about how my psych was like, you could get a plant when I asked for an ESA. And whenever I get mad at Harrison, I go, I should have gotten a plant. there's no one else to play with. So I play with him, but he plays with biting. See, that's the other thing. He never lays a claw on me. It's always teeth. So my right hand is typically fucked all shit.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I like the sound effect. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not too bad. But yeah, that's
always too bad. That's not too bad. Just an actual fucking gash in your hand. Yeah. Like this.
Always teeth. Because like he'll beat the shit out of my face with his paws, and he's never once put a claw on me. So I'm grateful for that. But what really gets me is he'll grab onto my arm and then start using his back paws to kick. And boy, does he not know how to control those claws. Those hurt. But yeah, so I think like if I were able to get a second cat, that would have kind of helped divert that energy to a playmate versus my skin. But alas, I am not. Because I almost got his twin brother.
God, he's just Bolton. Yeah.
I thought that was I thought it was too. I was like, what'd you tell him?
Shit.
I'm trying to be more gentle when he
comes back with his fucking tail. Yeah.
Because I stepped I away, like... my foot hooked on my headphones and yanked them off my head.
God, that fucking scared the shit. Like, literally, my heart sank when I saw that. Oh my god, I was like, Jesus Christ, dude,
look
Jared,
how precious he.
You say that. See how precious he looks, like a fucking stone-colded killer.
There was not a single like line of white in his eyes. They were just solid black balls as he focused on that thing.
I don't know what you mean.
He is on the hunt.
What? What?
He's so patient.
He's so patient.
I like his little dick-shaped fucking...
Hey! Look at my cat's dick face. Do a trick.
Whoa! Yeah! Let's go!
All right, I think we've reached the end of content for this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so one more story. My power went out not too long ago.
Jesus.
And I've told this not on podcast, but he has...
Wow.
He has a fountain for his water, because whenever he tries to drink out of an actual water bowl, he just gets real distracted, starts playing in it. So the only thing he can drink from is a fountain. Well, no power, no working fountain. So he was just sitting there and he couldn't figure out why water wasn't coming out of it. I was like, well, I can't just put a bowl out on my carpet because he's going to get the carpet all wet. I don't want that. So I put a little bit of water in the tub and just plugged it. And like, it came up like maybe 3 inches from the drain. And then I set him down in there and he stood there, looked at it, put both of his paws in it, and then just started like, tippy tapping. I was like, okay, you're good. I was like, you know water's here if you need to drink. And then I went and laid down for a bit. For 10 minutes, I heard this cat just splash, 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 splash. Pause. Splash, 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 splash. Then I filled it up a little further like 2 days ago. I think it was yesterday, actually, because I got on the Discord call. I was like, sorry, I was supervising Harrison's bathtub time. And like, I watched him put both of his paws in there and just stand, and then he continued to walk forward and got all four paws just standing in the water. Because this is also how I'm trying to, like, desensitize him to water so I can eventually just give him a bath without any issues.
See, what you need to do is just, like, put a fucking, like, Nest camera or something. You just, like, watch him do that.
That's what I want to do. Like, I know he'd be fine, but I just wanted to watch what he would do.
Yeah.
Because I kind of want to put a camera in here anyways so I can... just check, like, look what he does when I'm not here. I know he just sleeps, but also, like, I'm fucking nosy.
I'm nosy on my own cat.
Harrison? Yeah, because he also used to open all of my drawers. That's the thing he does. He'll open all my drawers. And I have two things sitting in front of my bottom drawers so he can't fuck with my underwear and other shit. He can also open any cabinet that has a handle.
Very nice.
I used to have a bunch of books on this desk here that I had to move because he was always knocking my books down. And like, I feel bad because I want him to have stuff to do, but I also don't want him to chew and knock down all my books. Because I just get, like, maybe it's the autism. I get irrationally upset when things are organized and then get disorganized.
Yeah, that's autism.
Fuck!
Fuck. Do you have, like, a cat tower or anything?
I have a scratching post. He doesn't really like it. I bought him a nice little suction window thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's designed to be on the window, and if they happen to knock it down, it rolls around. It rolls around and they can play with it that way. Well, one, it has feathers on it. I put it on the window. Harrison immediately pulled the feathers out of it just because it was poor quality. It was really cheap.
But it was fine. And then it came off the window. I was like, that's okay. I'll put it up later when I think about it. He chewed the fuck out of the suction cup part. So now it doesn't stick on the window. That's why we can't have nice things.
Well, if you ever want anything, let me know. I'll get you discount stuff at PetSmart.
He likes crinkly things.
We got like little crinkle balls. The pickles are great. I like the pickles a lot.
This fox toy is actually a dog toy.
Porsche's bathing herself right now. You good? No, you're still going to town on your fucking asshole right now. Okay.
The little ball sticking.
Still going.
Yeah, he really likes crinkles. Because they have like a giant version of that same toy, but it doesn't crinkle, which is fucked up. All right, I think it's time we end this episode.
All right.
I've been talking to my cat for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, mine's licking her asshole right now, so I think it's time to go.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
Shifted over to cover.
Yeah.
Makes it better because the pads are dark, too.
Yeah.
Damn, she's going at it.
Why won't you let me share my art?
All right. Jared, send us out.
Idiosyncrasies, bum bum. Roll on.